Imply and infer. Imply means to suggest or express something indirectly. Infer means to draw a conclusion from what appears to be suggested. For example, when you say my work is rubbish, are you implying I'm not up to my job? I infer from his behaviour that he's about to ask me to marry him. Intense and intensive. Something that is intense is marked by an extreme quality, for example, intense heat. Intensive is used to describe an activity that has a great amount of input or concentration, for example, intensive inquiries. For example, there was intense competition for the contract. We made an intensive effort to secure the contract. Lay and lie. To lay means to place. To lie means to recline. Do lie down. Are you lying down? I was exhausted when I lay down to sleep. Please lay the dictionary on the table. You laid the book on the coffee table yesterday. I have laid the dictionary on the table. License and license, spelled L-I-C-E-N-C-E or L-I-C-E-N-S-E, and practice or practice, spelt P-R-A-C-T-I-C-E or P-R-A-C-T-I-S-E. British English dictionaries distinguish between license, spelt with a C-E, which is a noun, and license ending S-E as a verb. And similarly, between practice ending CE as a noun and practice ending SE as a verb. Because of the influence of American English, where this is not the case, there can be confusion. If in doubt, think of advice and advise. Advice, like license, CE, and practice, CE, is a noun. Advise, SE, like license, SE, and practice, SE, is a verb. I need to practice my golf swing. Practice ending in SE. The practice of leaving the office at 5:25 must stop. Practice ending in CE. He is licensed to sell wine and spirits. Licensed ending SED. And she's applying for her driving license. License ending CE. Lose and loose. Lose, spelt L-O-S-E, is a verb describing loss. Loose, spelled O-O-S-E, is an adjective meaning free or hanging. For example, where did you lose your keys? And loose clothing is more comfortable in hot weather. May and can. Use may only when you want to suggest that there is a chance that something may or may not happen. It implies an either-or state of affairs. The more precise word can is generally better. It is better, therefore, to say, this equipment can be used in several different ways, rather than this equipment may be used in several different ways. Staff can leave the works by either gate is better than staff may leave the works by either gate. Only. Keep only close to the word it really belongs with, or you will alter the meaning. For example, he only passed his motorbike test last week. This implies that that was all he had time to do. However, he passed his motorbike test only last week implies that it was very recent.